In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk football. Ben Brown, sharp cookie when it comes to analytics and breaking the league down. One of our regulars on the Blitz. Love talking ball with him. Ben, the rookie class in general has been outstanding at quarterback. We've talked a lot in town about Jaden Daniels, just named the starter officially today. But Caleb Williams, the entire crew, seems like rave reviews from the preseason. What's real here?
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, people like Bo Nix obviously have performed really well. It has been really encouraging. I think when we look back to, like, the Trevor Lawrence seasons, I think we all were kind of, you know, even at this point in time, Zach Wilson kind of discussing, like, you know, what one of these guys could potentially not live up to expectation. I think it was really hard to pick out any one player at that particular time. Obviously, in a lot of ways, all of them have, you know, underwhelmed from that expectation. But it does seem like, you know, maybe we've had a little bit more tempered expectations for this particular class because of that. But it seems like they have, I would say, greatly lived up to the hype. And maybe in a lot of ways, it's because, you know, there was a little bit longer of time in college for all of them because of the COVID type situation, longer to develop, you know, multiple guys switching to, you know, different schools in the transfer portal and how those things kind of shape college football as well. And I think in a lot of ways can at least prepare players to come out of college and be more ready for the NFL game. And I think in a lot of ways we're maybe seeing that. I don't necessarily think it's, you know, maybe going to be the long-term norm here, but I think in a lot of ways this class could once again be an outlier where we do have a lot more guys that are more productive. I do still think we're going to have, you know, one or two or three busts, but overall it does seem like a class that's going to be better than maybe what we even projected heading into the NFL draft season.
Well, stand rookie quarterback for a second here. Help me understand the Atlanta Falcons, Michael Penix situation. It was already kind of puzzling, right? You go get Kirk Cousins to win right now, then you draft a guy that you're probably on paper planning on stashing, and then they're not going to play him anymore in the preseason. One plus one doesn't equal two to me. It equals like 470, and I'm just supposed to get it.
Yeah, there's a lot of big brain type decisions that are happening in Atlanta, I would say, in the last 6 months that have been, you know, even for perplexing for me. And I think, you know, in a lot of ways we are seeing more deviation in how teams are approaching the preseason, given that we only have the three games, and how do you even play, you know, starters and how long they play and a lot of those things. It does seem like this season in particular has, you know, I would say kind of created a greater divide. And, you know, obviously Raheem Morris, Zach Robinson were kind of question marks on how they were going to handle, you know, the preseason from a coaching standpoint. Very much have adopted what the, you know, Los Angeles Rams have done, not giving, you know, essentially anybody noteworthy playing time, using it to kind of evaluate the end of the roster and who's going to be, you know, the 40 through, you know, 53 on the roster and some of those guys that are kind of fringe type players. But to me, I think, you know, we're at least starting to identify the teams that are going in completely opposite directions or competing directions in the preseason. And I think at least we can start to glean some information on, you know, what path is actually better. So I applaud them for at least giving us those data points. But to me personally, I do think there is much better ways to approach the preseason. And I'm a guy that would much rather see, you know, starters, especially rookies, play at least, you know, getting up to that first half type volume to really kind of get an evaluation of how they're going to perform at the NFL, especially if they're going to sit this season. So it's perplexing to me. I don't have a strong answer because I think for me, I would very much be on the other side of their approach and probably go in a completely other direction.
What about Antonio Pierce, head coach Raiders, naming the veteran journeyman Gardner Minshew the quarterback over their young former draft pick Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah, that one, you know, that one is also interesting to me. I think to me, there's a lot of things for why Antonio Pierce would make that kind of decision. It does seem like, you know, they very much kind of have to, you know, maybe win now. Obviously, Devontae Adams, they do have some, you know, older type players on the roster. And to me, it almost speaks to, you know, the kind of leeway and leash that Antonio Pierce is actually going to have in that particular position. And I think that's got to be the concern. I think, you know, if he was, you know, willing to kind of go through this complete rebuild, Aiden O'Connell would make a lot more sense to me. The fact that they, you know, continue to kind of at least short circuit a rebuild here and kind of get back into the thick of things in the AFC. It has left them in a lot of ways barren of talent and, you know, up and coming type talent. So I guess I get why they would go in Gardner Minshew's direction, but I think longer term, it just speaks to the Raiders probably being in an even more, I would say, a little bit of a disarray than what they were kind of before this particular decision and going with Gardner Minshew as opposed to, you know, trying to build for the future in an Ed O'Connell type situation, or at least figuring out, you know, what you have with that guy in the building for the next couple seasons.
Ben, I think the Giants are going to stink. But based on that offseason hard knocks, I think they feel like they're right there, ready to compete. They're adding Brian Burns via trade, and they seem pretty comfortable, like they're about to be better than people think. What don't I get here?
Yeah, I mean, I still think there's an expectation from a couple seasons ago that Brian DeBoer can, you know, elevate to some of the parts. Obviously, the wide receiver situation has been chaotic, to say the least, the past couple seasons. But in a lot of ways, they have a lot of guys who at least have some NFL-type experience. And if you get Malik Nabers in the door, you know, as well, and he's kind of a bona fide superstar at, you know, at the wide receiver position, they can kind of do a lot of things and a lot of unique wrinkles offensively. And given Daniel Jones can kind of run with his legs, like they maybe don't miss Saquon Barkley as much as a lot of people are projecting. And they may be getting sharper, I would say, from that perspective, throwing the football more than just rushing the football. So I think that's it. Also, you know, you just look around the rest of the NFC and there are going to very much be a few surprising teams in the playoffs because of just the overall conference. And how there is just so much unknown in that kind of middle ground. And I very much think the Giants can think they can kind of do that. They have had some continuity type aspects where they have had guys there for you know, a number of seasons and then added some additions to key pieces. So I get it. I can, I guess, understand the hype, but I'm with you in that. I still think that, you know, what they have, I would say, defensively along, you know, along the defensive line still needs to figure some things out. And if that doesn't happen, you know, they are still probably the third or fourth best team in the NFC East. And I just don't know if I can buy into Daniel Jones long term. So I'm kind of with you, but I think on paper and other areas, there's at least a case to be made for, you know, why not us? Why not now with the New York Giants in particular?
Thanks. We appreciate you, Ben.
Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
Thanks, bro.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.